This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've heard the phrase runaway production, yes? The growing number of film and television shoots being lured out of Hollywood and Southern California writ large, chasing tax credits offered by cities and states wanting a piece of that production pie. The stories thus far have mostly been about the shoots themselves, the actual filming. But the American Federation of Musicians held a protest outside the L.A. offices of Lionsgate not too long ago. That's the studio responsible for, among other blockbusters, The Hunger Games. The musicians are upset with Lionsgate for accepting millions of dollars in tax credits that let them do their filming in the U.S., but then let them score the movies overseas. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
Mark Sazer is a violinist. He's worked for decades in film and television as a member of the American Federation of Musicians.
The major studios that have longstanding relationships with the American Federation of Musicians, you know, Fox and Universal and Columbia and Paramount and Disney, when they produce domestically, they score their films with us.
Lionsgate is not considered a major studio. Technically, it's a mini-major studio. Sazer and the other members of the Musicians Union argue that Lionsgate is at the same level as the major studios. Last year, it generated $2.7 billion in revenue, millions of which came in the form of tax credits.
We're trying to bring attention to the fact that companies are taking our tax dollars and then taking our jobs overseas, which depletes our social compact, but it also depletes our cultural equity because it undermines the livelihoods and the sustainability of our musical culture.
In an outdoor amphitheater in the shadow of the San Gabriel Mountains, the Pasadena Symphony is tuning up for a rehearsal. Hundreds of empty chairs face the stage. Peacocks outnumber audience members.
And at this stage, we have about half of the orchestra on stage, some early birds, some will whisk in at the last minute.
Andy Malloy plays trombone in the symphony. He's also worked in film and television since he got his first gig on the Laverne and Shirley show. Malloy says film and TV gigs used to make up about 75 to 80% of his income.
I would say, my guess, if there are 60 musicians here, I would say anywhere easily 40 to 50 of the people do recording work as well.
According to the union, total earnings of its members have fallen by half since 2007. During a recent protest, Malloy and his colleagues delivered a petition to Lionsgate headquarters. At the time, they singled out one film in particular, Draft Day, starring Kevin Costner. The score to Draft Day, which you're hearing now, was recorded at a studio in Macedonia called Fames.
My name is Laurent Copit, and I live in Macedonia, and with my partner and wife, Aude, we are running this studio that's called the Fames Project.
Copit, a musician himself, is originally from France. He was working at a classical music record label in Paris when he visited Macedonia for the first time.
And I discovered a country that was really interested in attracting investors and doing business, and they were very open to that.
Copitz got a loan, fixed up a recording studio, and auditioned more than 100 classical musicians. That was 6 years ago. Nearly all the jobs he gets are low-budget productions, accompaniment on pop albums, Bollywood films, and video game music.
You know, 99% of what we do is independent projects. Some of them turn famous.
Copitz was surprised when he came across the news reports that Fames was taking jobs away from American musicians. He says he can't compete with the quality of studios in Los Angeles, and that wasn't his intention. Copitz started Fames to make live orchestras affordable to those with small budgets, who might otherwise use pre-recorded or electronic music. So when a low-budget production hires his musicians, that, he says, is an example of the good aspect of globalization. But if large studios hire him simply because he's cheaper, then, he says, they're coming to Macedonia for the wrong reasons.
When you go for the wrong reason, like, oh, it's cheap, it's not very nice for anybody because, yes, it takes the job here, which is a problem.
That problem, says Copitz, is the bad aspect of globalization. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.